Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Mabez. Yesterday, we spoke about Zav, and we spoke about Mitzora. Today, let's just finish up Mitzora, and then we get back into our other discussion. So the Gemara had a machlokas yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, whether a Mitzora Muskar. We know the two types of Mitzoras. Muskar, we're not sure whether he's going to turn out to be a Vadai Mitzora or not, but he has certain levels of Tumah. But as the Mishnah said, he doesn't tear his clothing, he doesn't grow his hair long, he doesn't have to bring the get a haircut, and he doesn't bring the birds. That's what we said. He does not bring the birds. The question that was asked on yesterday's daf is, he doesn't bring the birds if he then becomes Tahar. But what if he gets Pircha Bakula, if he has Saras all over his body? So that was the question. Machlokas, is that like becoming Tahar? Like Rabbi Elazar says, no Tziporim. And that's what the last ride that we had. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. That's not like becoming Tahar. And therefore, you would have to bring the birds in that case. But as I mentioned yesterday, the birds are only the beginning part of the Avodah that's done. But afterwards, you have the main Karbanos that are brought after the Tahara process. And for that, now the Gemara says about six lines up from the bottom on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Shmuel Bar Avduma, Avudma, Ma Pligin La Vitzipar. The only machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is about bringing the birds. Avalahavi Karban, but the Karbanos of the Mitzora, the Chatos and the Ola and the Asham, those Karbanos, Kalam Amodi Sheino Mevi Karban. So everybody agrees he doesn't bring those. Right? If he doesn't bring those, if he's a Musgar, that Parcha Bakula, everybody agrees that he doesn't bring those karbanos, maybe only the birds, which obviously shows that the avoda of the two birds is not really connected to the karbanos of a mitzora. Right? It's two separate, it's done at separate times, and also it's not connected conceptually. V'tani ken, we also learned it in a braisa. Bishvi yigaleach, ubishmini yavi. It's based on the psukim that we compare the seventh day and the eighth day, what happened. So we said, the Widarshan, Bishvi Galeach, only somebody who's going to get a haircut on day seven, Ubishmini Yavi, on the eighth day, then he brings the Karbanos. Eshaton Tiklachas may be Karban. The one that needs the haircut is Mukhliv, and the haircut brings the Karbanos. Eshaton Tiklachas may be Karban. But the one that does not get Tiklachas may be Karban. And we just said that a Musgar doesn't need to grow his hair long, therefore he doesn't have the mitzvah of getting a haircut. So that's the drusha that, for sure, he doesn't bring the karbanos. There are numerous mitzvos in Parshas Mitzora that we know have to do there are mitzvahs regarding the hanhaga of a mitzora when he is a mitzora. That's a mitzvah that we hope to never, ever do, right? Not mitzvahs, not all mitzvahs do we hope to do. We hope to never do the mitzvah of Avelus. We hope to never do the mitzvah of Machzor Grushaso. So Kuf Ayin Aleph is the mitzvah in the Chinuch. Is the mitzvah of what a mitzora does, tearing his clothing and v'chulu. And then in mitzora, we have the mitzvah of Tara. So the mitzvah of Tara of the mitzora, you would think there's one mitzvah of the Tara process. No, the Chinuch counts separate mitzvahs. Right, there's number one, mitzvahs tara, minatzarasha tihia biminim yiduim, right? There's the mayim and the eight eras and the ezov, and then kuf ayin dalit is the mitzvah of tiglachas mitzora biyom ashri, the mitzvah of the haircut, on day seven. Then you have a separate mitzvah of carbon mitzora, the karbanos of mitzora. So you have a different, mitzvahs that are counted here. That's where the Chinuch talks about the mitzvah of Tevila, Dafka, in the context of Mitzora. Okay. Rav Chama Bar Ukva. Now getting back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? That Mitpriya and Farima, right, the ripping of the clothing and the long hair, that is only by a Mitzora Muchlat, not Muskar. So what's the source for that? How do you know that a Musgar doesn't have to do these Nihugim? Rav Chama Bar Ukva B'Shem Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Kol Yemei Asher Hanega Bo Yitma. All the days that the nega are on him, he becomes tame. So says the Gemara Drasha, Escha Tumaso Tuli Benigo. Only a mitzora vadai, a mitzora that's tully on the nega, that's who does. The psukim just previously had been talking about pri and frima. So only one whose status is tully on the nega, which means a mitzora muchlat, so that's who has to go through this process, a pri and frima. Yatzaz Escha Tumaso Tuli Besviris Yamav. But a muskar does not have to. Muskar is totally not on the nega, but on the days. Let's say there's a mitzora muskar, and it's day two. He has to go and wait for a week. And on day two, he already sees the mitzaras disappeared. He can't call the Kohen and say, it disappeared. Could you get me out? And he's got to wait a week. Doesn't matter if it's, and let's say it didn't go away, but it didn't get bigger. So at the end of the week, he's going to become Tohar. So Mimanafshach is not totally on the Nega. Even if the Nega disappears, he still has to wait the week. And even if it's still there at the end, he has to wait the week. So his Saras, his status is totally on the Sviris Yamav, not on the Nega. So that's the Drasha. The Gemara says, Ad kadun priu frima. That explains to me the halachas of growing the hair and ripping the clothing. The nihugim during the tsaras. Tiglachas v'tzipar minayim. How do I know about the haircut and the birds that he does not have to do? So Rav Elazar dromaya b'shem Rav Shammai. A different drasha. A similar, but different. Zos tiyataras ha-metzora bayom. And we darshan. Eshu mitami mitar biyom echad. This pasuk is referring to someone who could be tameh and tor on the same day. Meaning, let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, the Kohen sees it. Vaday mitzora, boom. Let's say he does unbelievable tshuva in the next 2 hours and he cries to Hashem and it disappears. He calls the Kohen back. He can be mitzora the same day. Right? Biyom. Eshu mitameh umitaher biyom echad. Yatzazeh shino mitameh umitar biyom echad. As we just said, a muskar doesn't work. Muskar you put away. I'm not going to look at it for another week. So this is Mitzora Muskar, Mitzora Mukhlat, the different statuses. And again, Muskar is part of, one might say, the Chasdei Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva and wants us and gives us different messages. So sometimes he'll give us a suffix nega to kind of get us focused and maybe we'll do tshuva so it'll disappear. Like the Chazal say about first it's going to go to the bias, then it's going to get to the and it's going to go to the Bugadim, and then go to the person, and even by the person, maybe it won't come right away. So this is the Parsha of Saras. So one of the Bali Musar once said, the halacha that we spoke about in the last year, Parcha Bakulo Tohar. Isn't that strange? Right? But if he has Saras on 95% of his body, then he's Tame. But if it's 100% he's Tohar, and the Gemara, the Chazal even compared, if I remember, to Sanhedrin. Right, if you somebody Sanhedrin, the Bezin is trying to put somebody to death. So Bezin of 23, Chav Gimel. If it's 21-2, they put him to death. If it's 22-1, they put him to death. If it's 23-0, he's Potter. Potter no so miad. Right, when it's unanimous, because it must be that somebody has a must be a schus. Okay, but it's a similar idea. Potter no so miad. So here too. So I think maybe it was Rav Hirsch, if not, it was someone else that says, well, one of the chatoim, the most famous chait that Saras comes for is Lashon Hara. Gemara has a couple of, suggestions. But if it's for Lashon Hara, what is Lashon Hara? When I take one thing about a person and I label that person based on that one idea, it's such a little, the person did something silly and I tell over that story. And now that whole person is labeled as a fool, is labeled as a, because of that one story. So that's the whole idea of Lashon Hara. When I take something small, apart it, and that's Saras. Saras is one little spot on your body, and then you label the person. It's exactly what Lashon Hara is. But if the whole body is covered, then it's not parallel to that chait. So it must be something else. Right? Even if it's 98% covered, and I label the person, there's still part of him that's not a mitzora. We call him the label the mitzora. He's not doesn't just have a negat saras. But if it's totally over his whole body, so then it must be something else, and that's why he is tahar. Okay, a lot to talk about lashon hara and saras. Maybe just one other point, and that is Rav Kook in his siddur. We know not only is there all the halachas of saras here, we know there's an iser d'araisa to cut off one of the one of my tzara spots. There's an iser to cut off my tzara spot. And the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Zachor Esa Asher Asah Shalom Kechel Miriam Adarech Bateis Mitzrayim. The pasuk in Kisetze says, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. So we have to remember Lashon Hara. That's the Zachor. That's or if Soloveitchik was always bought. There are a lot of mitzvahs that are terrible and I've heard that like Lashon Hara is bad, but it's one of the Sheis Sechiros. Right, Mizchiras Miriam. So he said he liked the Rav Kook side. Rav Soloveitchik didn't quote too many Rav Kooks. But this is one of them that he quoted. It's the Rav Kook and the Siddur. Rav Kook said that Zechiras Maisa Miriam has nothing to do with Lashon Hara. Zechiras Maisa Miriam is about Bechiras Moshe. Miriam and Aaron not recognize the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im. right? They said, what do you mean? We're a Nevi'im, like he's a Nevi. Why does he have to separate from his wife? So that was the Rud Chet. So the Zechiras Miriam is to remember that Yisod of this Hemuna that Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Right? Moshe Emes Vesaroso Emes. Lokam Yisok Moshe Od, Navi'u Ba'bidas Tmunaso. So that's what Rav Kook says in the Ola Sari'iyah at the end of Shacharis. Nira Sheklah B'chlal Zeh Gam Kein Luskar Tamid She'ein Kol Navi'im Dom El Ma'ilas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. The Davar Zed Sarach Zechira Sher Miriam Dimso Ma'alas Sala Ma'alas Kol Navi'im. Vinansha al diber hahish tavus lemalas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. She was punished for putting they're equalizing them. V'davar zet zorach zechira v'bneishu choma b'tzura al Torah Hashem v'nitzchi yusa. We need to believe in the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah in order to have the foundation for Torah Hashem. Kivach Hashem is because Moshe Rabbeinu, we didn't believe in Moshe, then we don't believe in Torah Min Hashemayim. Kivach Hashem is for a gozar omer shein shum navi doma lo b'malaso imkein I efshar shein navi mevatel chas v'shalom as davar echad midarav. No Navi could come along ever and be Mavata, one of his words. It already said it at the end of Balos Chaba. This is a Zechira Timidus. Okay, that's Rav Kook in the Siddur. We continue now with the next Ein Bain. The next Ein Bain. Right? Ein Bains take us through Shas. Ein Bain, Svarim, Latilin, and Mezuzas. The difference between Kedusha of Sifrei Tanakh versus Tefillin and Mezuzah. You know, tefillin and mezuzah are obviously used for a mitzvah. They're a chefza shel mitzvah. And svarim are just svarim, but those chefza shel mitzvos have klaf inside. We know, so it's not a whole sefer, but it's a mitzvah to have the klaf inside. We know tefillin and mezuzah as the way I think Achronim, maybe Rav Chaim Volozhin, and others explain the tefillin, as the Gemara says, tefillin and mezuzah are considered not what we call tashmishe mitzvah, like a lulav or a shofar or a sukkah or a talis, but it's tashmishe kedusha. Because anything connected to the ksav of Torah is tashmishe kedusha. It has inherent kedusha, and therefore it has to be buried. Right? It's not thrown out like a sukkah or a lulav, which should be discarded properly, but does not need geniza. But when it comes to tefillin and mezuzah, that needs to be buried. But, says the Mishnah, even though that's true, but a whole sefer of Tanakh has a different halacha than tefillin and mezuzah. But Ein Bein, they have similar Ella, but this is the difference. As far as Nechtav and Mechalashom, Sifrei Tanakh can be written in any language. The Tzolna Mezuzah and Nechtav Ella Ashuris. Tzolna Mezuzah, only Ashuris, which are the letters that we have today. Meaning Hebrew in those letters. Ashuris. That's what the Tzolna and Mezuzah have to be that. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, no. Af Bisvarim Lohidiyu Sheikasu El Yavanis. Even Svarim, it's not in any language. Only Greek. Only Greek. Because Greek has a special status, as the Gemara is going to say. Bizman hazeh, the Greek that we have is not the Greek of old that they're talking about. And that's why the Rambam says, it's quoted here in the Pnei Moshe, but I'll read it from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tfilin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. Ein kosvin Tfilin, Mezuzahs, ela b'ksav Ashuri. As the Gemara says, ksav Ashuri, the Hebrew letters that we have. V'hitiru b'sfarim, l'kasan api yavani bilvan. The Rambam passes like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. Right, the svarim can be written even in Greek. V'kfar nishtaka yevani min ha'olam. It has disappeared from the world, this yevani. V'nishtabesh v'avad. So it was nishtaka, nishtabesh, and avad. L'fichach in kosman ayom shlashton ela ashuri. All three only in Hebrew language with the Hebrew letters that we have. Right, you can't write in English. Bereshis, B-E, right? You might say, oh, you're right. No, it doesn't, no, you have to write it in the Hebrew letters and the Ksav Ashuri. Vazorach lihizar b'ksivasan, and he goes through some of the details of Ksivas, Tfilin, and Sefer Torah, v'chulu. There are two days in the Turi Evan here, where this mission is quoted, Adafches in Megillah. So Turi Evan here, the Shagas Ari has two days. Is Reb Shimon b'Gamliel a dinda araisa or a dinda rabana? Shugam Liel Omer, that you could write the Torah, the Svarim in Greek. Yesh la hazbir. Time of the Shugam Liel b'shtrei anfi. Trei gavni. Imishum disvir alei d'lashin yavanis rachmana sharye behedya. Lichto b'em sefer. Really, on a Torah level, you're not allowed to write anything in any other language. You're not allowed to write any sefer in any other language. There's a special din to oraisa, based on a pasuk, which we'll see, that Greek is included. V'yef shalom ar demina Torah, usher lichtov sefer Torah, uparshios shal Torah b'chaloshon, Elashuris o Yavanis Bilvad, Midisakrala Mishra Lashon Yavanis, Bechal the Shar Kalashon Chutz Miashuris, Osim in a Torah. That's one day. The Yesh Inami is a different day. He says maybe the whole thing is an Asmachta. Midar Raisa, there's no, it's not limited. Tiksiva Bechal Lashon Min a Torah, Lubshir Gamliel, Les Lunba, Vikra Diaft, Demaisli and Begamara, Eno Ella, Asmachta Bi Alma. Why does he say Yavani more than other Lashonos? Maybe connected to the story of Talmai when they translated the Torah. So he has 2 days here. He has Nafkaminas. What about writing a Megillah in the Megillah, Megillah Esther in Yavanis? Okay, 2 days in the Gemara, but again, in the Turei Evan, but again, it's not the Greek that we have. There's also a discussion whether this is talking about only Svarim to be Yotze the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Or to learn with. To learn with. You can write Svarim in any other language. The Poskim obviously say that Lamaisa today we can write Svarim in any language to learn with. To be Yotze the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And so the Mezuzah, obviously, one might have to write in Ashuris. Ksiv, Vayi Kalar, it's what's talking about language. We'll talk about the Dor Haflaga. Vayi Kalar, it's Safa Achas V'Dor HaMachadim. The whole land was one language, and Dvarim Achadim. What is Dvarim Achadim? It already says one language. They all spoke one language. That's Dvarim Achadim. So Machlokes, whether that basically is contradicting what was just said or adding. Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amar, Sheyumadabrim, B'Shivim Lashon. Safa Achas, but Achadim means everyone spoke their own language. So what does that mean, Safa Achas? So it seems like it was everybody spoke their own language, but they could each understand. Sometimes you can understand the language, but you can't speak it. So it sounds like they all understood all the languages, even though they only spoke one of the languages. That's what it sounds like. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. Kulam yodim b'chol lashon mivinim zetzeh. V'yavshal yudvar machadim yuchadim kol lashon, but they connected in that way. V'charana amar shayim medabrim b'lashon yichido shalolam. No. What does it mean? Achadim echad. They spoke in the language of the echad. B'lashon HaKodesh. They spoke in the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So two days, whether about the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlaga. So we usually think that it's like one language, right? All the different languages that they did. So if you look in Rav Schwab in Mayim Beis HaShoeva, there in Breish, in Parshas Noach, he starts off, he says, regarding the Indian HaFlaga, look in the Rishalmi and Megillah. That's what he starts with, Har Machlokas. Rishalmi and Megillah, one language or many languages. So he says, what kind of, if it's many languages, where's the Achdus? How do you have that? So he said, it must be, he says, sometimes you could, even if somebody's speaking a different language, you could understand them. A mother understands what a baby wants. Baby's not talking, right? But he says, Sva satinok shemuvenis lahorav. Ube'emes bitzada teva yakolach adam mevinis svasula. So you could understand, right? Even if you're speaking a different language. So that was what it was like. They all spoke different languages, but they had a sense of what the other person was like. That brought them together through Achdus, and that Achdus brought to rebellion. We're Echad, like is Echad upstairs. And therefore he says, Etzem Achdusam Garma Hachet Shal Kfira B'Mitzias Hashem. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take away this Hargasha of understanding from others. And therefore, you didn't have to, they spoke 70 languages before, and they did afterwards, right? The Pasha Pshat that we usually think is they spoke one language, and they were split up, and then they spoke 70. But according to that day of 70, they had some type of hargusha inside to understand each other, and Hashem took that away. Hashem took that away, and in that way, they were not, understanding. So that's the different dayas in the psukim here. Good. Says the Gemara. Tani bar kapara, yaftalakim li yefes yishkom balei shame. The beauty to yefes will be in the tents of shame. Shiumadabrim beloshono shol yefes balo shol shame. So this is the pasuk that was referred to before. Special gzeres hakasuv, we darshin, one of the descendants of Yefes, son of Noach, was Yavan. And there's a type of beauty, in that language. So that can be found in the ohel of shame in the Bate Midrashos and Bate Knesios. We continue now as we're talking about this. So we quote the children of Yefes, and we try to identify the countries and where they came from. We're not sure exactly what these names are, whether it's even similar names to what we have, but we'll read it. B'nei Yefes, Gomer, Umago, Gumadai, Yavan, Vesuval, Umeshach, Vesiras. So those are the children of Yefes. Gomer, Germamia. is that Germany, the Gracian say it's Germany in the Bavli, others say it's somewhere nearby, Magog, Kusya, Madai, Kishmua, Yavan, Avsus, Tuval, Vasnia, Meshach, Musia, Tiras, or Simon Omar, Paras, Rabban Omar, Tarka. Okay, different types of nations. Ubene, next pasuk, Ubene, Gomer, Ashkenaz, Verifas, Visogarma. So that, those are Asya, Vahadis, Vagarmanika. Ubene, Yavan, Elisha, Vatarshish, Kitim, Vidodanim. What are those? Al starsam avya vidar danaya. Vesa arvadi rodas. Vesa tsamari chamas. Vesa chamasi chemas. Ad lasha, Rabbazar Omer, ad kalra. So all of those are the identifications of the children of Yefes. Viter. So going back, that pasuk of Yaftal Kinli Yefes, Reb Yudin Bar Shalom Amar Mikan Latargam. So Yaftal Kinli Yefes means that there can be some type of interpretation and translation, right? Mikam l'targum, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, l'madnu sh'nitna Torah lihi targim. You learn from here that Torah can be miturgam. You could translate it and explain it. Am Rav Yonah son de Beis Guvrin, arba l'shonos noyim sh'ishtamish b'hena olam. There are four beautiful languages. Ve'elohein, la'az l'zamer. La'az, what's la'az? Maybe it's like Greek. That's what the carbonated says, Lazamer, that's great for singing, using that language. Romi, Roman, what is the next word? So the Mefarshim, the carbonated, the Pnei Moshe say it means Lekarev. There's a certain type of softness to the Roman language, plus the Roman language, there's the Pnei Moshe Italian. Italian, certain softness that you can be Makarev Lavavos. Makarev Lavavos says the carbonated, Shehu Diborachim Upiusim, or the Pnei Moshe, Litain Ahava Vechiba. Okay, that's one way. Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes it, the opposite shot, not lekarev, but lekrav. Lekrav for a fight, for a war, because the Roman language is tough. So, certain languages are softer than others. Sometimes you hear German language, you hear anybody speaking German, always like, it sounds like very tough and very harsh, and every phrase sounds like something like they want to hurt you. But other languages, French. Okay. Circe l'Ilya. Circe language for Laelia is good for crying. Ivri, Ladibur. Ivri, our language, the Hebrew, is for formulations in speech. V'yesh omer maf Ashuri l'ksav. Ashuri is a beautiful language for writing. Ashuri, once we're talking about Ashuri, which is, again, the letters that we have, Ashuri, from the nation of Asher, yesh lo ksav, ein lo lashon. They have a ksav, they have an important, significant letters, but ein lo lashon, they don't have a language of their own. Ivri, yesh lo lashon ve'en lo ksav. And the ancient Ivri, the ancient Hebrew language, it has a lashon, but it doesn't have a beautiful ksav. Bachur lahem ksav ashuri v'lashon Ivri. So Klai Yisrael chose ksav ashuri and lashon Ivri. So the ancient letters, ancient language, but new letters, the ashuri. V'lam ha'nikra shmo ashuri shehu me'ushar b'ksavo. Why is it called ashuri? It is full. And meaningful in its writing, in its content. Right? We'll have time to go through it, but remember the Gemara in Bavli, Shabbos, Kuf Dalet, I like to call the code, Kuf Dalet, the code of the Jewish alphabet. It goes through every single letter of the Aleph Beis and why it looks like it does. Unbelievable Gemara. Right? Why is the Aleph, the leg of the Aleph facing the Beis, and why is the Dalet not facing the Dalet, it's the Gimel is facing away, and why is the Hay not connected to the top? Every letter, right? That's Me'ushar Bichsavo. Amar Rabbi Levi, Al Shem Sha'ala Biyadam Me'i Ashur. Or not just Musha, maybe it came from Asher. Period. Tani, says the Gemara. This also comes up in the Bavli in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Roy, once we're talking about Ksav. Roy Haya Ezra, Shetinating Sora Torah Al Yado. Ezra was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The Torah could have been given on his, through him. El Shakan Mudomarsha, just Moshe beat him. Moshe beat him to the giving. Avabishal Nitna Torah Al Yado, but even though Moshe gave the Torah, Ezra was Machadesh something. Afunitan Ksav, Alashan Al Yado. But the new language, the new letters were given through Ezra. Viksav, how do you know that? Because the pasuk says in Daniel, Viksav ha-nishtavan. And we darshan nishtavan as, or pasuk is in Ezra. Sorry, I've got nishtavan, the changed language. Kasav ba-aramis umiturgam aramis. Right, that whole pasuk is that it was a changed language. And in that way, who changed it? It was changed by Ezra HaSofer. Ezra HaSofer says the Gemara, "V'lo kahalein kasa l'mikrei." Right, when the writing on the wall, the handwriting on the wall, the name is a Baal Shitzar. They saw a hand come out of Shemayim. They wrote the hand and they couldn't, nobody could understand it. Not even the Jews. Nobody could understand it. It says the Karban Ha'id on the bottom. Avavi Shayusham Yehudim Harbe Bebeis Baal Shitzar. Elishin Nishtana Lenaksa Boso Yehudim. See, that day they were used to the old letters and they got the new letters of Ashuris. That's what Ezra was Machadish. Malame Shabo Bayom Nitan. On that day it was given. Period. Different days about, according to this, the Torah was given in the old letters, and Ezra changed it to the new letters that we have. So let's see what the nafkamin is. Rabbi Nasan Omer, bidatz or biratz nitna Torah. Biratz means like the broken, the old-fashioned letters nitna Torah. Va'asya kribyosa, and that would mean, like, he was like kribyosa, that originally was given in the Ivri, and then it was given in the Ashuris. Rabbi Omer, Ashuris nitna Torah. No, Rabbi argues. The Torah was given in the letters that we have. Nitna Torah. Ukishechatu nefach lehem l'ratz. But when we sinned by the Egel, those special letters were taken away from us. And we got the hieroglyphic, whatever, the old-fashioned letters. Ukishezachlu bimei Ezra nefach l'mashuris. We got it back. Got it back. Gamayom magid mishneh ashiv lach. So that's what it means, that I'm going to get it back. That's the remez. Period. So it's machlokas in the Gemara. It's machlokas in Messias. We'll have to see. We'll have to check the broken luchos when Mashiach comes. We'll have to see what writing was on it, what letters were on it. Because Machlokas wore the first luchos with Ksav Ivri or Ksav Ashuri. The concept was Mishnah Torah Zos al Sefer. The Pasuk says, write this Mishnah Torah Zos. So we darshan. It's not the Pashup Shad. Ksav Shu Asil Hishtanos. Ksav that will be changed. So it already says in the Torah, take this Mishnah Torah Zos, not Mishnah double, but Mishnah Asui Lehishtanos. Asui Lehishtanos. This Chazal is very important. The Rashba and Daf Beis in Megillah. The Rashba says, how could Ezra change anything? Ezra's going to change the letters. How could he change anything? Right. So some say, it was the original, and then it was forgotten, and Ezra wrote it back. Says the Rashba, I don't like that pshat. He gives a different pshat. He says, maybe that principle of a Navi not being able to be mechadish something is by a new din. Flipping around some letters, that's not enough to be called a chidush dover of the Navi. That's the Rashba here in Megillah on Daf Beis. New letters, switching letters. You have an aleph instead of writing the aleph list. We write it that way. You write the pay this way. Write pay the aleph. That's not a chiddush. To add letters, like the Gemara talks about Mansapach, right? The sofits, right? So that would be something new. So this line, so the Rashba says, because it's already forecast by the Torah, so that maybe that's why it's not a problem. So the Rashba has a couple of days about this. Period. Tani Rav Shimon Elazar Bishom Omer Mishom Rav Elazar Ben Parta Shom Mishom Rav Elazar Modoi Ksav Ashuri Nitna Torah. Because the Torah was given in Ksav Ashuri, right? The original, same letters as we have, my Taima, because after all it says Vavi Ho Amudim Shiu Vavim Shal Torah Domim La Amudim. I mean, the vavs in the Torah are similar to looking like to the hooks that were in the Mishkan. And the hooks in the Mishkan look like our vavs. So it must be that the Torah was given in Ashuris. Amar Rabbi Levi, Manda Omar, Bidatz, or Baratz, Nidna Torah. If you say the letters were given, the Torah was given in the old print, Ayin Maisa Nisim. Then, remember the Luchos, how they ran into Luchos? They chiseled out the letters. So, Ayin, what do you mean Ayin? Ayin in the old print looks like our samachs. So our samachs, right? What's this? If you look at a samach, right? If you chisel out the whole samach, then you got the middle circle in the samach. It's in midair. So that's what it means. Maisanisim. Manda amar ashuri nitna Torah samach maisanisim. Right? It's the same thing because the ayin in the old print looks like the samach in the new print. So that was the letter, the stone, would didn't have anything to attach to. So it was hanging in a miracle. Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chia, Barba, Rabbi Simon, Treyon, Amrin. One second. Aren't there two other letters? Torah Sash Rishonim, Lohaya, Lohei Shalahem, Velo Mem Shalahem, Sasum. It must be like, there was no Mem Sofit, because that's the same thing as the Samach. Shouldn't that be in a miracle? But it doesn't say the Mem. So it must be they didn't have a Mem Sofit. Or maybe they had it, they forgot it, but they didn't have a Mem Sofit. Hasamach Sasum, only the Samach is Sasum enclosed in, and you can't have any thing. But also it's mentioned here as the Hay, because their Hay, right, it must be that their Hay was a little attached, because... Or else, like, how's the hay? you know, hanging if there's a space over there. So that's why the hay must also be miraculous. Our hay is miraculous, but it must be that their hay was connected. It wasn't miraculous. I saw the Minchas Elazar in the back says, the hay? Even our hay is not miraculous. Why? It's not hanging from the top, but it could be touching from the bottom. Right? If you hollow out the middle of the hay, the bottom leg, the left side of the leg, it's still attached to the bottom. So he's Tzorachi and he thinks that doesn't, hay shouldn't be here. It's just about the mem. Okay. Tony Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Af Bisvarim Lo Itiyo Shiyichtav El Yevanis. Rav Gamliel says, in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, the only allowed Greek, Batku Matzo Shein HaTorah Yechololi Targim called Tzorach El Yevanis. They saw, according to this line, it's not that there was a special din. Yevanis is different. Like a Xeris HaKasif. No, but they saw there were some words in Hebrew that were didn't have translations. In Yevanis, they had the translation of these words. So they were the only one that had a good translation. That's why they did it. Burgundy, Yachad, Beidah, Lehem, Aramis, Betoch, Yevanis. What's Burgundy? The Karban Eidah says, a low-level man of society. Shval Anoshim. Because Burgundy means like a shack. He lives in a shack. Some Achron in the back say, how could it mean this? It says that he translated from Greek, right? We know it became Greek. He translated it into Aramaic from the Greek. You gotta be somebody pretty smart to do that. So what do you mean Burgundy? So either way, it was somebody who did that, in order to, once you have it in Yevanis, so then you have Aramis, and if it's translated, then you know what all the words mean. Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rabbi Chiya Barba, Tirgim Achilles. Some say Achilles is Unculus. Some say it's someone else. Tirgim Achilles Agir, HaTorah, Lefnei Rabbi Elazar, Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua, V'kilsu, so they praised him, V'amru lo, Yaf Yafisa Mibnei Adam. Right, that's the Pasuk in Tehillah. Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Paz, Yerim, Yeshua Ben Levi, Sha'al, the lama less on an amrin. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, what's the difference between Sfarim and Tfilin and Mezuzahs? That the language. But I have another difference, asked the Gemara. Le nan is like less anan. Right? Why didn't the Mishnah give this difference, amrin? Yesh b'sfarim hashem b'tfilin and mezuzahs is another difference. That a sefer Torah and Tfilin and the Tanakh has and Tfilin and Mezuzahs don't have. Shasfarim nechtavim b'shnei dafim. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos Menachis, Taflam Gimel. Sfarim can be written in two columns. Right, a Sefer Torah is written in many columns. You could write one parsha even, one section could start on the bottom, right on the top. Two columns. V'tfilin ha-mezuzah inan nechtavim el badaf echad. Tfilin ha-mezuzah, one column. Right, you can't write it in two columns. Why did the Mishnah say that difference between Tanakh and Tfilin ha-mezuzah? So here's Rabbi Yisrael Breid Reb Chiyah. Kasova. Kasova is like the sofer. Darabah. I have an even bigger difference that the Mishnah could have said. Shasfarim nechtavin b'shtei oros. By Sifrei Torah, you write it on a bunch of different cloths, and you sew them together. V'tzilin ha-mezuzah nechtav ezel barechad. V'tzilin ha-mezuzah to be one cloth. Why didn't you say that difference? Amrin chavraya, kumi rabbi mana. No, they say, skip the word o. Nomar daf echad b'shtei oros. Once you say that you have to write it in one column, you obviously say you have to write it in one cloth. So it's basically saying the same thing. Right? Less he deraba. It's not something bigger. Right? It's the same thing. If the question was, why didn't you say one column versus two columns? That includes in it one cloth versus two cloth. So therefore, there's no question on that question, but the original question is not answered. Right? Of why didn't it say this? It doesn't give an answer. Amar alone, shekin afilu svarim nechtavim kein. Right? Even our Sifrei Torah, which have even more leniency, right? We don't have columns going over two klafim. This is just continuing the previous point. But if you, when we sew our Torahs together, we have separate columns on each cloth. We don't have one column that goes. So we see, we don't write, when you have one column, it's only always on one cloth. So that's included in the previous, question that was asked. Why didn't it say this difference about the columns? You didn't have to get to the klafim, and that question is not answered. But we'll ask another question at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.